News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Great numbers of Irish children than ever, greater numbers I should say, are being raised with more than one language. So what are the pros and cons of bringing up bilingual babies? News Talk's Sarah Madden reports.
Ja też idę. Złota rączka zawsze się przydaje.
Super! Ja jestem już spakowana. Chyba sobie żartujesz.
Okay, so what's going on here, Alice?
Well, it's a Smurfs in Polish. There's like this type of bug that made Grouchy, actually Grouchy. Yeah, and he hates everything.
Oh, okay, so he really is grouchy.
Yeah, he is.
And how do you say grouchy in Polish?
Maruda.
10-year-old Alice from Kildare is one of an increasing number of Irish polytots, trilingual kids and bilingual babies being raised by parents from home and abroad.
I'm going to say, because there's nobody here to contradict me, that both their first words were in French. One of our kids' first word was quatre, and for the other child, the first word was voilà.
Juliette Saumond is a French-Armenian children's author based in Dublin.
Well, there was never a question, because I'm French and a French speaker. My partner is Irish and speaks English. So we were always going to do that, and that's what we did. You can do one language, one parent. You can do time and place, where you decide that, okay, maybe Monday to Friday you're going to speak one language, and at the weekend you're going to speak something else. Or maybe you do it across the whole year, when during the school year you speak English, and then over the summer, you speak the other language. We both spoke a lot of French early on when the kids were really small. Obviously, once school starts, it gets trickier to maintain the other language. But I still have a lot of family in France, and we go over for the summer every year. So it means the kids get a huge injection of French every summer, like clockwork. And I've noticed as the years have gone on, they take less and less time to switch back into French mode.
I sort of calculated that one in five children in Ireland at the moment would be growing up hearing more than one language in the home environment, if you like. So there's definitely been a growth there.
Dr. Francesca Lamorgia is an Italian linguist with Irish post-primary languages.
Polish, French, Portuguese, especially Brazilian Portuguese, obviously Spanish. These would be the most widely spoken languages. But there's definitely a lot of different other languages from India, different languages from the African continent. There's more than 100. Being able to use more than one language helps children to navigate the world of learning an additional language in the future. And also there's cognitive benefits that are now more and more coming to the fore, showing that there's cognitive flexibility that allows children to problem solve in certain ways.
Still, raising kids bilingually isn't always smooth sailing.
It's not always easy, and we have a lot of refugees now in Ireland, so there is a lot of, I would say, even traumatic experiences behind, and then using a language may bring that back.
Dr. Aga Pedrak is from Mother Tongues, an organisation that promotes multilingualism and celebrates cultural and linguistic diversity through the arts.
The most important thing would be that we do not put too much pressure. It's like with, I don't know, healthy food. If we say you have to eat your veggies, then probably we see resistance and like, I don't want to. But if you try to engage them in some activities, you can do origami and learn the language. You can do storytelling and learn another language and so on and so on. So it's actually using languages to have fun.
The proof is in the polyglot pudding for Aga, whose daughter, Smurf-watching Alice, clearly enjoys multilingual life.
It is useful to speak English, and it's really common in lots of other countries. But I don't really speak English to people from my family. It is really beautiful, unique.
Would you like to do more things in Polish?
Well, maybe like hurling.
So you'd like to be able to do your hurling, but through Polish?
Yeah.
And some very impressive bilingual babies putting me to shame this morning. That report from Sarah Madden.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.